Good morning and welcome to our chapel service today. This week is Good Shepherd Week, the third Sunday of Easter. And you will see the Good Shepherd theme working its way through the Matin service as well. So it's a very common motif for believers. Please join me then on page 109 with the Confession of Sin, and I invite you to rise. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. Oh, come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the vices and desires of our hearts. We have never been against Your will. We have done those things which You should not have done. And we have not done those things which You should have done. Have mercy. Lift up your hearts. The Almighty and merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all of our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated for our reading and devotion. Our scripture reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. What's the largest gathering of people you've ever been a part of? I thought about that once. I think for me it was probably a Nebraska Cornhuskers football game. It's between 70 and 80,000 people. It's a pretty good sized crowd. If you've ever been to New York City during the great ball drop on New Year's Eve night, they estimate sometimes they get as many as 2 million people out in the streets of Times Square. That would be like the new Target Field for the Twins 50 times, just to get a little impression of how many people that is. If you've ever been in a large mass of people, or even trying to find your name in the phone book sometimes, makes you realize just how tiny and small and insignificant we really are. And we get wrapped up in our own lives and the people we know, of course, but just think how huge humanity is. Imagine if you could gather, if it was possible, all the people that are living in the world right now into the state of Minnesota. We wouldn't have room to stand next to each other. And sometimes when we think about that size of humanity, and then our smallness, if you will, and our insignificance, it can make us also wonder how God really pays any attention to any of us. And then we think about how different God is from our smallness and our insignificance, how huge and majestic and awesome God is and all-powerful, the size of God. Think of the universe. We haven't even explored yet how far and how vast and wide it is. We can't even make things that go out far enough to look into outer space to realize how huge this all is. And God's the one that made all of that. And that can be kind of intimidating to think of his size and then our tiny little insignificance. And to think of the power and the awesomeness of God and the majesty that he has. There were times when he would strike. We read the stories in the Old Testament of like the flood or Sodom and Gomorrah. Certain events where God just brings down his judgment and his wrath on even a small city of people. I think how immense this huge God really is. And sometimes that contrast between our tininess and insignificance and God's hugeness can be a little bit intimidating. And yet, isn't it interesting that when God comes to us with pictures in the Bible where he wants you to know him, he often selects very, very down-to-earth, personal ways to have you know him and to have you talk to him. Our Father who art in heaven. Christ is your brother. When the Son of God took on human flesh in the incarnation, Martin Luther said, it's as if God came down into human history and grabbed each person and pulled them close to his chest. He wanted them to know him in a completely different way than this vastness and this hugeness and immensity of God. That God wants each one of us to know him in such a different and very personal way. And he uses this image of a shepherd so often in Scripture. It's sprinkled all the way through the Bible. One of the most beautiful, comforting motifs for us. And it's something that everybody can relate to. Every person and even every little child. I remember when I was a little boy, I had a little statue of Jesus as the Good Shepherd with a shepherd's staff right next to my nightstand at night. A little glow-in-the-dark thing. I think I bought it at the Bethany bookstore. And that's a very comforting, very, very gentle and comforting way for us to think of God. He says, he will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. And just like a shepherd, he knows the personal needs of each individual person, each individual believer in his flock. He knows what they can take. He knows what they can't take. He knows where your limit is. He knows where your line is. He knows where our weaknesses are. He knows the very things that trouble us and bother us in our lives, the stuff that down in our hearts makes us feel guilty in front of God. He knows all about that. The things that make us afraid or worried in our future, He knows all about that. This is a very personal, tender, and loving God. And you can see this so often in many of the stories we have in the account of Jesus and how He interacted with people. The woman caught in adultery, He knew everything about her life. He knew she was crushed in her heart for having been a prostitute. And the woman that cried at His feet. Or maybe singling out Zacchaeus in the crowd when he was up in the tree. He knew everything about him. And going to him and specifically asking to come to His house. The woman who grabbed Jesus' garment as He went through the crowd. Going up to Thomas and to Peter after His resurrection and specifically face-to-face talking to them and having Him touch him because He knew the things that they were dealing with. In Peter's case, I'm sure he was crushed with guilt. And in Thomas's case, he was burdened with doubt. So today, as you sit here, every one of us may be dealing with a different weight on our minds and hearts. And it'd be interesting, we don't have time to do it, but to go around and just have everybody write that down. What's the biggest burden that right now is sitting on top of your mind and your heart? We might be surprised how large some of them are. And maybe some of them aren't so large, but next week they could be. And it's so comforting for us to know that the Son of God, this immense, awesome God, has chosen to come and be a shepherd, to take these sheep like us and pull them to His side and hold us in His arms. A number of years ago, when I was a pastor, I was reading a devotion to a gentleman who was 98 years old. Old Eckhart Tolleman, his name was. Great old guy. And during that devotion, I was reading to him about heaven and what it's going to be like to be in heaven. I read these words, that there will be people there from every nation and tribe and people and language, and describing how huge of a group this would be. And I remember he said, "It'll kind of be like being at the state fair." Every time I hear that line, I think of that. Think what it'll be like to be in that mass group in heaven of all the people around the earth who have loved Christ, who've come to know Him as their gracious, loving Savior, who died on the cross for their sins, and are looking forward to that joy of heaven. And yet, even there in the immensity of the huge crowd of heaven, God says to us that He will come and personally wipe away every tear from your eyes. Thank God we have such a gentle and tender shepherd. Amen. Let's rise and join in the children's hymn, "I Am Jesus' Little Lamb."
defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God now.